capital firms investing roughly $3.1 billion into a record 279 cybersecurity companies last year. That actually number sounds low because I feel like there's a new one coming to talk to us every week. But this data, according to CB Insights, here to talk about the VC money and interest in cybersecurity specifically, Lonnie Jaffe, Managing Director at Insight Venture Partners in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Insight Ventures, though, based in New York. Nice to have you here. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about, I talk about this with my producer, Paul Brennan. I say, it feels like here's another cybersecurity firm. Are they that different? Are they all going to merge one day and there's going to be one big cybersecurity firm? Tell me a little bit about all the money going into it and the growth that we're seeing in this field.
So it's one of the more important secular growth opportunities in the technology industry. And so a lot of entrepreneurs are looking to innovate in the space. And so that's attracting capital. It's attracting attention. A tremendous amount of the innovation is happening in smaller private companies and not in the traditional larger security software vendors.
Why is there so much going on in terms of cybersecurity? Are they all doing different approaches? And is it because there's all different type of kind of attacks and threats and concerns when it comes to cybersecurity?
So one of the big secular changes that's happening is a shift from a perimeter-based approach where you kind of lock down the outside of, you shut down your walls, mm-hmm. and to more of a kind of biological or an immune system approach to security, where so in the human body, you have your skin, and the skin protects you from viruses and bacteria. But if that's all you had, you would be in trouble, right? We also have the immune system, which is inside the body, and it watches for things that are not the self, and then it attacks those things. And it can produce antibodies, and that gives you immunity over time. And so some of the more interesting companies we're seeing are doing things that leverage artificial intelligence or various types of machine learning to learn over time what kind of attack vectors are going to be emerging and then address them.
Kind of smart cybersecurity.
Exactly. And it's smart in the sense, so one thing, the companies themselves can get better over time. As they get more customers, their product gets better, so they make good investments. But from a customer perspective, it's also great because the product improves as more customers start using it, because they can essentially share antibodies with each other.
That's really fascinating. But going back to how you were describing, I feel like it's like a castle, right? You have the wall, and that's one way of protecting. And then you have the fighters within the wall that can kind of, you know, go specifically at whatever kind of comes at them.
Yeah. And the fighters need to learn.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of the
Can they learn?
Well, so like antivirus software, as an example, used to do things like look for specific signatures. And really what you're doing there is you're waiting for someone else to get attacked.
Right.
And then to publish the information about what the attack involved. And then you look for that specific thing. So we're invested in one company called Cylance that does antivirus software, but it looks for things that viruses and worms, like the WannaCry attack that lock down people's computers and ask for Bitcoin ransoms, it'll learn what kinds of things they do instead of looking for a specific signature. So it will get better over time, and it can share the information between companies without sharing any proprietary
information. So, Lonnie, what do you say to kind of investors? I think about our audience, too, smart audience, you know, who do see, and we have on as guests, as I mentioned, a lot of cybersecurity companies that come in. What are the questions that they need to be kind of being asked if they're thinking about investing in a cybersecurity company?
So if you're going to bet your business on a cybersecurity company as a customer, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that they're going to be well-resourced, so resourced to be successful, and that their product is differentiated in a way that is not only better than the alternatives today, but will get better more quickly. So, you know, being infused with that kind of machine learning that not only gets better within a given enterprise, but where you can share between enterprises. Just as an example, there's a company, Darktrace, that we invested in earlier this year. They have it's a group of British intelligence officers who got together with mathematicians from the University of Cambridge, and they built technology that uses sophisticated mathematics, and it looks for anomalies. It builds a sense of self within the company, and then it learns what's normal, and what's normal is constantly changing.
Right.
And then when it sees a problem, it'll be able to quarantine the issue, and then it allows you to address it, and it also shares information not about your company specifically, but about essentially
the problem
itself.
Yeah,
so that other companies can react more quickly when an attack happens, and speed becomes absolutely essential.
So are there things that you see in the news in terms of cyber attacks that you're like, that should have never happened? I know that there's the technology and the cybersecurity firms that are out there that this should never have happened.
Well, the recent Equifax breach is a good example of one that was in some ways a very unforced error, right? You had in March, the Apache Struts project, a couple of researchers discovered that it had a vulnerability. They put out a patch on the same day. Months later, the patch still hadn't been deployed to the machines that got attacked. And the attackers had months to just operate within the enterprise, building webhooks and taking 143 million people's personal records, which comes at a huge personal cost.
That's a ton of time in the digital world.
It is, yeah.
To kind of play around, poke around, grab information.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing where if you have an immune system running inside your enterprise, even if you have an error in the perimeter, you can sometimes catch those issues and address them.
I feel like cybersecurity continues to evolve like everything else in this world. Just got about 30 seconds left here. What do you see as kind of some of the newer trends? I feel like ransomware was a big thing that we've been talking about over the past year. What happens next?
One thing I'm worried about, and we haven't seen much of this, although we did see an example of it earlier this year in India, is people using machine learning or AI for attacking. So systems that can go into and learn how to avoid being caught, and you know that'll spark a bit of an arms race. So hopefully we won't see that anytime soon.
So
and
they
in
just
time.
Become smarter and smarter in figuring out how to get in.
Exactly.
This is a great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope you
it's
come
great
back
to be
soon.
Here.
Lonnie Jaffe, managing director at Inside Venture Partners. They are based in New York City. Lonnie in our New York 1130 studio on this Friday. You're listening to Bloomberg Markets. I'm Carol Masser in our Bloomberg 1130 studio, and this is Bloomberg Radio.